Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If Bruce has information that they're making progress or he thinks that it could happen, I mean, I'll defer to him. He's obviously been talking to people.
This segment on our rundown sheet is called Bruce's Nuggets.
They are delicious. He talks to people. And this morning with Mully and Haw, he delivered something that shook the morning show to its very foundation.
Before you guys let me go,
okay,
the Cubs are looking at adding that pitcher that we've been talking about, and it appears they're getting closer to identifying some of these teams that are out of it that want to trade. So I wouldn't be shocked over the next week or 10 days, much before the trading deadline, maybe as early as this week, that they make a wow. move for another starting pitcher.
This week. You think the Cubs could make a move?
They could. Yeah.
So, Bruce, absolutely. You come into this show, you come into the program, you ask us, what do you want to lead with? That's what we want to lead with.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's your show. It's not mine.
But you're our guy.
Bruce, are we talking maybe a certain former Cy Young winner from Miami, or
no.
Is it more likely to be Aaron Savalle?
More likely a guy that we can't all identify that's a good young veteran pitcher, and I'm working hard to try to identify
wow.
that right now.
Bruce, great work. I think that's very interesting. Is this a little bit, we will let you go, but is this a little bit earlier than you anticipated?
No. They're going for it.
Yeah, they're going for it.
The they're going for it part should make Cubs fans happy. I will say, though, anytime that we've brought it up to Jed or other people have brought it up to Jed, like the idea of jumping the market, I think that he still has some old school in him in that way. And I know that he's done deals in early July before.
He has. Yeah, we brought him up. We brought up some of the deals that he's done,
but even in
June.
But when he talks about it, like he almost talks about it like, oh, there's no way that a deal could ever get done earlier than that because the market and people still think that they're in it. Mm-hmm. And then you see a move like what happened with Devers and you go, did you do everything you could to help take advantage of the situation? Now, it looks like the Cubs at least got in there and had the conversations about Devers. But whenever I hear him talk about that, I almost roll my eyes. Because it's like, you can jump the market. You're allowed.
You're going to give up a lot, though.
Granted. But if you're in a go-for-it year, then go for it.
Well, sometimes the need presents itself sooner rather than later, and sometimes the right guy is obvious. We talked to Tom Verducci, who said that the right arm to go get is very obvious.
I like Alcantara a lot, and just watching his more recent starts, they've been a lot better. He had a real hard time getting the ball to both sides of the plate. Now he's starting to command the ball the way he did before. The velocity has been okay. I mean, it's what we see a lot with Tommy John guys coming back, right? Their velo is good, and you look at the metrics of the pitches, and you say, you know, the guy's back. But command-wise, no, he wasn't even close the first month or two of the season. But I see a fully healthy guy, command coming back. I'm betting on the upside here, not when you look at the numbers, 7-something ERA doesn't look pretty. I think he's trending the right way. Listen, I don't think that The Devers deal was a shock, right? Partly because we just don't see trades in June. So we're still probably a good month away from these things kind of percolating. But I would say Alcantara to me, because I always say you trade for a starting pitcher, he better be somebody who can start one of the first three games of postseason series for you. And I think he's the best option, will be the best option.
That's the thing. You're going to make a deal. I don't want a Zach Eflin, you know, or somebody like that. Or
you,
certainly
you
not
wouldn't want a Sonny Gray? Because Sonny Gray fits the criteria. He would start a game for you in the postseason.
I want Sandy Alcantara. And I'm betting on the come that he is going to get there in full. And I think the Cubs want Sandy Alcantara, and I think the Marlins are just about ready to do it. He is in a better headspace than he was when he was fresh back. The changeup is still a work in progress, but he's figuring it out with what he has over these last four or five starts. And John Heyman had said this morning that the Marlins are not ready to trade him, but I'm telling you, I think they might be. I think they might be, and we are right at that spot in the year where they might be. And the guy that the Marlins wanted for Jesus Luzardo from the Cubs is Owen Casey, and the Cubs would not do it. And Luzardo ends up with the Phillies. I would deal Owen Casey for Sandy Alcantara, and I think the Cubs, I think that's the guy to target, and I believe that they're going to target that guy, and I would not be surprised to see them jump the market and get that done.
Okay, so there's a Cub fan that's driving in their car right now. They're listening to the Speed Going Home show, and they're like, okay, yeah, Alcantara sounds great. What if they can't get a deal done for Alcantara? Is there anyone on your list, or is he the list?
Well, then I am waiting a little while longer because I want Arizona to declare that they're out, and I'm super intrigued by Zach Gallen. And I think about Merrill Kelly, who's much older, but at least either of those guys would give you top-of-the-rotation possibilities for a playoff series.
Diamondbacks are one game over right now. They're 3.5 games out of a wild card spot in a loaded NL West.
I mean, Mitch Keller is intriguing in Pittsburgh. He's been much better than the win-loss numbers indicate. So, I mean, that would do a little something for me. But to me, it is clearing away Alcantara. And you've been, I think there's a sweet spot where you could get them with Casey and a package of lesser projects because he's not all the way back. But you could get them early if you go and get aggressive soon, and I hope that they do that.
I'm trying to figure out if the Nationals have anyone that I would want for the Cubs.
I think they have Mackenzie Gore, but there's no way in hell they'd give him up. That's a great find for them. What they got out of the Soto trade is Mackenzie Gore and James Wood and C.J. Abrams. Oh, my God. I don't think they're parting with that guy.
You think the Pirates would go Shaw for Skeens? Think they make that move? Because that would be perfect. If you could just get Skeens. Yeah, you know, yeah, for
that
Shaw.
That worked nicely.
For Shaw. And just Shaw. Nothing else.
Boy, you drive a hard bargain.
I know.
Sounds like one of those Jim Bowden trades.
It really, really does. That Jed would laugh at. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, they're not going to move him just yet.
Not yet, but maybe soon. We'll see.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.